This podcast is not about grief. This podcast is about life, love, and finding yourself again after losing a child. I've been exactly where you are, and now I want to show you the road back to a life of your own. Let's get started. Hi there, it's Leanne. How are you? Another week has passed by, and here I am talking to you again. And I'm so grateful for those of you who listen to my podcast. And I'm really grateful to each and every one of you who has reached out to me to say thanks and to share what's going on in their lives. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. What's new in my life? The winter has come. And it's not the kind of winter they speak about in Game of Thrones. They're watching the series. It's such a good watch for long winter evenings. Anyway, here the normal kind of winter has come that only lasts 6 months or so here in Latvia. Officially not that long, but it definitely feels it's long. So last week first came the cold, and then on Saturday it started to snow, and it snowed a lot. And suddenly it's all beautiful and white. So nice. I love it. And my boys love it too. I imagine they're having so much fun playing in the snow while I'm here recording my podcast back home. So that's about me. And this week I want to come back to the topic of questions, right questions to ask ourselves. And I spoke about questions almost a year ago in episode 7. And if you haven't listened to that episode, you might want to go back and listen to it. It's about how questions determine our experience and how powerful questions can propel us forward and the opposite. So today I want to talk about questions from a different angle. I've talked this year a lot about deciding things for us, living more intentionally with purpose. And yet, most of us, including me, keep on doing the same things, making the same mistakes, and can't really move forward and become the persons that we know that we can be. What's wrong? And what's wrong is one of those questions that you shouldn't be asking yourself, because I went into more detail in episode 7 about this. But if you ask yourself a negative question, what's wrong, your brain is going to go on a scavenger hunt and deliver you all kinds of things that's wrong. So there is nothing wrong with us. What keeps happening is that we live, and most of us too, we live on autopilot most of the time. We know what we want. We have all the plans and intentions and goals and visions for us. We know what we want, but at the same time, another evening comes, week, months goes by, and we are nowhere close to reaching our goals, changing our habits. We are doing the same thing we've always been doing. And what keeps happening is that we come online for us when we set our goals, when we envision our lives, when we connect with what we want, but then we slip back into autopilot that just takes us the direction we've always been going. For example, last week I spoke about the holidays, how it is important to ask yourself, what do you want for the holidays? What do you need for you? And trust you that you know the answer. But what sometimes keeps happening is that we ask ourselves, we get the answers, we feel excited for the answers, and for a while that is all happening, but then we disconnect from them, from us, and slip back into the known discomfort of living our life on autopilot, only to wake up in January to realize that this whole time I wasn't thinking about me. I was just going with the flow and doing what other people expected of me, slipping back into the old habits, and now feeling exhausted and wondering what happened, where all the intentions went, like, why didn't I do what I was intended to do? Why did I do all the things that I didn't want to do? Why didn't I stick to my plans and dreams? So we need something to disrupt us, to take us off the autopilot. and make us to steer our lives. And the best thing that takes you off the autopilot is asking yourself right quality questions. Quality questions are what creates quality life. And this is a famous quote by Tony Robbins. And there is so much truth to it. If you think of it, the quality of your life is a sum of all your decisions. But to make a good decision, you need to be thinking clearly, be awake. So if you ask yourself a question that heightens your awareness, that helps you to think purposefully and to see the results that you can expect from your actions, remember the think, feel, act cycle. All your results start with a thought in your head. So in this case, it's a question. And the answer to that question will be a thought, and the thought will create certain results. So asking these questions during the decision-making process will help you to see whether the choice you are going to make is for you or against you, whether it comes from fear or doubt or vision or dreams. These questions will help you to wake up from the autopilot and make conscious what was unconscious before, so that you can choose from your power being totally awake. So what are these questions? And there are so many. And many teachers have come up with different questions. And in the long term, it's best if you come up with questions that work for you, that are formulated in your own language, that are really aligned with you. I have some of my own questions I use to wake up and come into the awareness. And the most common characteristic of those questions is that they will really wake you up. They will open inquiry, make you curious, make you see clearly the choices you'll be making by shining the light on things we sometimes like to keep in dark. And I'll give you a couple examples. I really like 10 Questions by Debbie Ford. She has written the book, The Right Questions, and I'll share some of my favorite questions that I think could be useful to you too. But if you would like to know all 10, you can always drop me a line. I'll send the rest to you. But to not to overwhelm you, I'll share here my favorites. And here they are. Will this choice propel me forward, or will it keep me stuck in the past? Am I looking for what's right, or am I looking for what's wrong? Am I standing in my own power, or am I trying to please another? Is this act of self-love, or is this act of self-sabotage? And the last one, will this choice add to my life force, or will it rob of my energy? So these are the questions. They sound simple, but they are so powerful. When you ask yourself this question, you immediately wake up. You are not making the decision in the dark anymore. You know where you stand. And you don't always have to choose the right answer. And I'm using air quotes here. You can choose any. The power is in the knowing what you are doing. That you are not a victim of your life, but you are always making a choice. You are deciding and building your life. And no life ever consists of right answers, right decisions only. We all take both. And that's the beauty of being human. But it's important to be awake and be making decisions purposefully. So that's what I'm going to leave you with this week. Have a great week and talk to you soon again. Bye. If you are loving this podcast, then please hit subscribe, download it, and please share it with other childless survivor moms. I'm committed to help as many moms as possible to recover and build a life after childless. You can find me here on Instagram, TikTok, @lifeafteachildless, or you can visit my website,
coachliena.com. That's coach, L-I-E-N-E.com. And if you'd love to chat, you can sign up for a free coaching call on my website. See you next week.